Shabbat Shalom, brethren. Today is Saturday, the 19th of February, 2022. And on the Hebrew calendar, which is the Creator Yah's calendar, today is the 18th day of the month called Adar 1. I've already explained a little bit about this in the past audio, saying that this year is a leap year, and on God's calendar, the leap year is signified by 2 12th months. So rather than have 12 months, we have 13 months, which means we are not celebrating the festival of Esther, Queen Esther, Hadassah, we're not celebrating her festival this month. It's called Purim in Hebrew, and it's called Lots in English, because lots were cast so as to decide which day to fight against the Israelites and to kill them, as led by Haman the Amalekite. So we are not going to celebrate that festival this month. Rather, we will celebrate it next month. And I want you to remember that, please, I want you to remember, brethren, that 3 days before the festival, we are required to fast. The Esther fast is called, I've forgotten the Hebrew word, I think Tanim. We have to fast for 3 days, just like Esther did. And we cry out to the Lord for his divine protection over his people worldwide and our families, especially the born-agains. And because the coming days, you know, are perilous. And what is happening in the book of Esther is what's going to happen to the body of Yahushua HaMashiach, both the Israelites and the Gentiles. Now, that's just a brief introduction. So in this audio, I'm going to try to stick to just pronouncing the names of the Most High God, the Hebrew sacred names, which are the original names of the Most High God. And these names are Yah. You've got Yah, which is Y-A-H. This is the family or surname of the Holy Trinity Godhead. So you've got the Holy Trinity and the Unholy Trinity. The Holy Trinity have their family name, which is Yah. Each member of the family of the Holy God, of the Holy Trinity Godhead, they each have a name that has the name Yah in it. Sorry, they each have a name that bears the surname Yah in it. And the names are as follows. You've got God the Father, which is Yahweh. You can call him Yah. Yeah, I mean, you can call him Yahweh. You can also call him Abba Yah. Abba Yah, Abba Yahweh, Abba Yahweh, or Abba Yah. And then the name of the Messiah or Savior, most people call him the Savior, but in Hebrew we call him the Messiah. His name is Yahushua, 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 Yah saves, Yahu saves. Shua is all about saving, Yah's salvation. Yah saves, Yahushua, Yah delivers, Yah redeems, Yahushua, Yah saves. So that's his name, Yahushua. You can get away with calling him Yahshua, so without the U, Yahshua. Some people call him Yahusha. That's fine. Those are okay with him, as long as the name is something like Yahushua or Yahusha. It has to have that kind of appearance or tone to it when you're reading or writing it. That's the only acceptable name, especially after the anti-Messiah or Antichrist Obama rises to power and then introduces himself as the Jesus Christ that people have been waiting for. he will introduce himself as the Messiah that people have been waiting for in every religion. Every religion on this earth has somewhere written in their whatever Bibles that there will be a time when there will be chaos on earth and a man of peace will rise up and put an end to that chaos. Every religion. The main religions where it is well known are Islam, Judaism, and Christianity, but also the other religions like Hinduism, Buddhism, New Age, all those other religions, they all have that, you know, they all have that expectation of a man of peace. They just call him different names or titles. So when Obama rises to power and calls himself the Messiah or man of peace, he will be satisfying, somehow he will be able to satisfy or fulfill or bring to manifestation the expectation of each and every one of those people who are deceived into believing that such a man is going to exist. So he will deceive them for the first 3.5 years, and then after that he will show his true colors, and eventually he will be decoded that he is a liar, because he will be killing those who love the Most High God, especially Israel. Israel will work it out very fast, because they will be like, how can this be a Messiah and yet he's killing those who are meant to be the righteous? So I'm diverting again. So you've got Yahweh, Yahushua, Hamashiach. So Hamashiach, the Messiah. And then you've got Shekinah glory or Shekinah glory. You know, when you pronounce it in the Hebrew, they say Shekinah, Shekinah. That's how they normally say it, Shekinah, Shekinah glory. But you can say Shekinah glory or Shekinah glory. So the Shekinah glory that we read about throughout the Holy Biblical Scriptures is the third member of the Holy Biblical, of the Holy Godhead Trinity. And that is the Holy Spirit, also known as Ruach HaKodesh in the Hebrew. Ruach means spirit, Ha is the, Kodesh is holy. So Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh. Holy Spirit is also known as wisdom, as we see throughout the book of Proverbs. She existed from before the formation of the world. She existed first and foremost as the Torah of the Most High God, the law of the Lord. You can only get this information from the lost books of the Bible, and also by revelation from the Most High God, as per the book of Joel chapter 2:28-29, and also so visions and dreams, and also the book of Jeremiah 33:3, which says, "Come, call unto me, and I'll show you great and marvelous things that you know nothing about." So it's a mystery. The people of old know this. The apostles, the disciples, everybody in the Hebrew circles, even outside the Hebrew circles, they knew this information. They all knew it. But unfortunately, when the Romans took over the land, the Holy Land, when they entered the Holy Land one more time and destroyed the second temple and drove out the Israelites in the year 70 AD, then things began to change and the truth started to get dissolved gradually. That's why to this day, it's not easy to find an original Hebrew Bible or manuscript. It's not easy to find it, the one that has the original names of the Most High God. You really have to dig deep. Even the Aramaic ones, even the KJV Bibles, the original King James Version Bibles that have these names, they have been, you know, made to disappear. You really have to search to find them. So this is truth, but it's really up to anyone. My advice to you is, once you hear this strange information, you are better off going to the Lord to inquire of Him prophetically and patiently, you know, and just wait on Him to reveal the truth to you, rather than be argumentative over it and dismissive. You have to be really careful in these things, because you could end up blaspheming against the Holy Spirit, and that is an unforgivable sin. So you're better off keeping your mouth shut and keeping your heart quiet, and ask the Lord to minister to you concerning this. So Holy Spirit is known by various names, because she's the most special person in heaven, I would say, being that she's the only female amongst the Holy Trinity Godhead. She's the most prized possession of the most of God the Father. You can only discover this once again through the lost books of the Bible, particularly the legends of the Jews. But you can also discover this through prayer to the Most High God and patience, you know, wait for Him to get back to you. So we've got the names of the Holy Spirit are Shekinah Glory, or Shekinah Glory, Wisdom, Ruach HaKodesh. You've also got Imaya. Imaya is simply God, God the Mother. God the Mother. Ima is Mother. Ya is God. So, there we go. Those are the names of the Holy God, of the Holy Trinity Godhead. Yahweh, Yahushua, and Shekinah Glory. And the Lord has said, once the period of grace comes to an end, those are the names we must use to talk to Him. Because the new world order will have come into effect. The one world religion will be in great manifestation. And so everybody else that is not worshiping the one true God will just be saying, God, Lord, you know. But we are to, you know, we have to call Him by His name. This is the way to distinguish us, to be distinguished from others. And this is what makes the Israelites to stand out. They stand out for various reasons. That's why Haman, in the book of Esther, hated them. They had their own laws. They call God by His name, Yahweh, a very special and powerful name, the ineffable name that is written on the staff of Moses and written in other places that are forgotten. But I think it's written on the Ten Commandments as well. You know, where he says, I'm the Lord, he's supposed to say, I am Yahweh. Even in Deuteronomy chapter 6, you see the name, there's only one, hear ye, O Israel, Shema Israel, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Shema Israel, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. So, hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one. No, Yahweh is our God. Yahweh is one. And remember, out of Yahweh came the Holy Spirit, Shekinah Glory, and out of Yahweh came God the Son through the Holy Spirit. So just as we on earth have family units and, you know, the mother gets pregnant, she gives birth, that is exactly what happened between the God the Father, God the Son, God the Father, God the Mother, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, I have to say this, and this will be the more information will be shared in writing concerning this, hopefully soon. Please understand this, because once again, there is this argument that, but other religions also have God, the Mother God, Father God, blah, blah, blah. I want you to understand this. Always ask yourself this question. Who existed first? Is it God or the other religions? Remember, all the other religions are from Satan. So everything that is in those religions is copycat of the original. And a counterfeit. to deceive mankind so that they don't learn the truth and they can perish. The other argument I've heard from other people is, so you want us to be like the Muslims who have to learn Arabic in order to practice their faith? Or so you have to want us to be like the Catholics who have to learn Latin so as to practice their faith? Well, it's up to you how much you love the Lord God Most High. As I said earlier, everything that looks a lot like, you know, like what the Lord is telling us to do is a counterfeit. Okay, in this case, so for example, the Muslims use Arabic to worship their God because Satan had to copy what the Lord has done. The Lord has made Israel to speak Hebrew and to worship him in Hebrew, to do everything in Hebrew, call their gods in Hebrew. So the enemy had to go and do the same thing in the other religions so that people can, you know, not see much difference and so that people can use that to argue against the truth in the future. This is why Muslims use Arabic. Arabic is a Semitic language, so Semitic from the lineage of Shem, but it doesn't mean that we have to learn Arabic to worship the Lord. The only language the Lord wants us to learn is Hebrew. Aramaic, you don't have to learn it to the full, but you just, it's part of first love for the Lord. It's part of showing your first love for him because you want to get to know him more. You can't fully understand him or his names unless you get into the Hebrew perspective, which is his perspective. In heaven, they speak in Hebrew. In the coming millennial Sabbath, everybody has to know Hebrew. So Hebrew, the language of creation, will be fully restored. And all these other languages eventually will cease to exist. These other languages are temporary. They are only for now in this fallen world. So we don't come together to do evil against the Lord easily. They are just to create division and confusion. That's why the place where the division into languages happened is called Babel. Babel means confusion. And then the Catholics learn Latin because it's by Satan's design that they love to learn Latin, to use in their worship. So it's all a copycat counterfeit of what the Lord has created. And the earlier we understand this, the better for us, so that we just stop arguing over things we don't understand. There's no point in arguing and arguing and arguing over these matters. It takes us nowhere in life, brethren. Let us be very careful how we treat these matters, because eventually we can end up regretting what we said earlier. The Lord can allow judgment to come upon us at the hour of need, the deepest hour of need. So for example, when some people know the name Yahushua now, and they end up they end up calling on the name Jesus Christ, and then the anti-Messiah appears and says, "Here I am, what do you want?" And then they just look dumbfounded, or they start suddenly calling on the name Yahushua. Do you really think that the Lord will just come up to deliver you just because you've said the name Yahushua? Especially if you spoke so much ill against that name when you heard about it the first time. Brethren, let's be careful with our words. Let's take it easy with the things of the Lord. Let us learn to be more prayerful and ask the Lord to teach us his truths. Help us to assimilate them. Help us to understand them from his perspective so that we don't sin against him. He's coming for a spotless and wrinkleless bride. But that's not just for the bride. The guests too are supposed to work towards the same goal. So I'm going to stop here for now. I hope these audios are helpful. It's not what I had in mind to share for today. I just want to talk about the Torah portion, which is Ki Tisah. However, I found myself discussing about this as well. Okay, Ki Tisah means when you take. And the most outstanding chapter, I would say, is chapter 32. Anyway, I'll stop here for now. The names are Yahweh, Yahushua, HaMashiach and Shekinah glory. That's how to pronounce them. And let us get accustomed to using these names now and not later. You know, the Lord loves it when you take things on board and you run with them immediately. You don't wait for harsh times to come or problem to come for you to start doing His will. Okay, I'll stop here for now. Remain blessed. Shabbat Shalom. A peaceful Sabbath to you all. Amen.